And Pierre de Chamois before that, he reckons just live on. Well, if you want to live on, you've got to live healthily. And cholesterol is one of those things that'll stop you from living on. And to tell us more about it from the Heart and Stroke Foundation, Corrie Erasmus. Corrie, good morning on this Tuesday morning. How are you this morning?
I'm very good, thanks. Thank you, Wayne.
Great. And Corrie, as I mentioned, talking about cholesterol this morning, starting off, what is cholesterol?
Yes, so cholesterol is a type of fat or fatty substance in the blood, and it's actually very important. So it plays different roles in the body, for example, in our cell membranes. It also is plays a part to manufacture many hormones, as well as bile for digestion. So most of the cholesterol in the body is made in the liver, mm-hmm. and then it's transported to the blood, by the blood to the rest of the body wherever it's needed. And then, of course, we also get in some foods that we eat, especially our animal sources, contain cholesterol. Right. And then that's as dietary cholesterol.
Okay, so there are two types. But now the question is, why is high cholesterol dangerous? High levels of cholesterol dangerous?
Yes, so everyone has cholesterol in their blood. As we mentioned, it is important for certain functions. But too much cholesterol increases your risk of having a heart attack or stroke. So high blood cholesterol levels can slowly cause buildup of cholesterol and products in the inner walls of the arteries. So that's when you form plaques in the arteries, which are thick, hard deposits of fat that narrows your arteries and makes them less flexible. This process is called atherosclerosis. And then two things can happen. Either a clot can form, and then that blocks the artery, so blood can't flow through, or it's not completely blocked, but it's so thin that only a small amount of blood can flow through, and then that just increases your risk of a heart attack. If those blood clots are in close to the brain, it can cause a stroke. So those are the risks of high levels.
And then, Corrie, good and bad cholesterol, what are they?
Yes, so cholesterol is not all bad. We have good cholesterol and bad cholesterol. So as I mentioned, cholesterol is transported from the liver to the rest of the body, and it's transported in different types of transporters. So we get low-density lipoproteins, which is your LDL cholesterol. And then we also get high-density lipoprotein, or HDL cholesterol. So high levels of LDL cholesterol are associated with heart disease, and that's why it's often called the bad cholesterol. And HDL cholesterol actually cleans the blood vessels of cholesterol, and that's why it's referred to as good cholesterol. So when you do a blood cholesterol test, you want your LDL cholesterol to be low, and your HDL cholesterol, which is your good cholesterol, you want that cholesterol to be high. When those two are imbalanced, that's often when patients or people are diagnosed with bad cholesterol.
And what are the risk factors for high cholesterol?
So there are various physical and lifestyle factors that can increase your likelihood of developing high blood cholesterol. So there are different things. There are things that can increase your bad cholesterol, and then there are things that can decrease your good cholesterol. So the first thing is that eating too much saturated fat. So that is your fatty animal meats, processed meats, high fat dairy in high amounts. So that increases your bad cholesterol. We also have family history. So if you have a parent or grandparent that had high cholesterol, you are at a higher risk yourself as well. There is a condition called familial hypercholesterolemia.
Wow.
Yes, but it's it just means you need to be proactive. It's not 100% guaranteed that you will have high cholesterol. Of course, physical inactivity, being overweight, especially around the middle area, that often increases your risk of having high cholesterol or abnormal cholesterol levels. And then, of course, drinking and smoking is also risk factors for high.
Also adds to those risks.
Yes.
Then can cholesterol levels be lowered?
Yes, definitely. So there are different things that you can do to improve your cholesterol levels or prevent your cholesterol levels from increasing. So the first thing that is really great, of course, is to be active. So we recommend at least 150 minutes a week. So however you want to distribute that, if it's 30 minutes, five times a week, or so this helps not only to decrease your bad cholesterol, but it also increases the good cholesterol, which helps to get rid of the excess cholesterol in the body. Then food. So because good cholesterol is so beneficial, fatty foods that are high in omega-3 fats, so your naturally oily fish, such as your sardines, pilchards, salmon, they are actually so beneficial for your cholesterol profile because they increase your good cholesterol, which then ultimately leads to a decrease of the bad cholesterol. Those are just a few things that you can do to improve your cholesterol levels.
Right. And then, Corrie, last question. When or where can people find information about the Heart and Stroke Foundation and heart disease and healthy lifestyle?
Yes. So we have a website where all our contact information is on, as well as information about heart disease, strokes, healthy lifestyle advice, about what you should be looking for when you do a cholesterol test, how to improve your good cholesterol and make sure you don't increase your bad cholesterol. Mm-hmm. So this is all on our website at www.heartfoundation.co.za.
Great stuff, and lots of resource material on that website.
Yes, definitely. Mm-hmm. Lots of recipe books and so on.
Great. Corrie, thank you very much. Have a good week. Stay warm, and we'll chat again next week, Tuesday.
Thank you so much.
Thank you then. That's Corrie Erasmus from the Heart and Stroke Foundation, one of the registered dietitians, and talking to us about cholesterol. And don't forget, this chat will be on our website later on today, wildcoastradio.co.za. So if you missed anything, then you can just pop onto the website and download a podcast of the chat.